Notre Dame announced this week the school is suspending its century-old rivalry with the University of Michigan after the 2014 season. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. The only constant is change. Yeah, we know that. And in case we didn't, there's always some office blowhard only too eager to say it, as if it's some profound truth. But that's why the more things change, the more we appreciate things that don't. When Carole King said, "Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore?" she probably was not talking about NFL franchises, but she could have been. From 1982 to 1995, 7 NFL teams moved, which is just one more reason why I've always preferred college football. Universities don't move. During that same stretch, Michigan played Notre Dame in the first or second weekend of every season, and the games were so good they eclipsed the NFL's opening weekend and tennis's U.S. Open, all played the same weekend. The rivalry had almost everything going for it, including history. Way back in 1887, the Michigan players got off their train in South Bend and literally taught the Notre Dame students how to play the game. They learned fast. It had tension. In 1910, when Michigan's Fielding Yost accused Notre Dame of using ineligible players, he cut off the series. The tear grew bigger at a track meet in 1923 when Yost got into an explosive argument with Notre Dame's Newt Rockne over the gap between the hurdles. I'm not making that up. Yost vowed then and there to keep Notre Dame out of the Big Ten, and unfortunately, he succeeded. After that, Michigan played Notre Dame just twice during World War II. But at a banquet in the late 60s, Notre Dame athletic director Moose Krause sat next to his Michigan counterpart, Don Canham. He leaned over and said, "Don, Michigan and Notre Dame should be playing football." Canham could not argue against it. They are the two best teams in the game's history, they both played clean, and they're only 3 hours apart. They relaunched the rivalry in 1978, and it was an immediate hit. The game held a special place at the beginning of the season, giving Michigan a perfect symmetry of rivals. Notre Dame to start, Michigan State in the middle, and Ohio State at the end. The game kicked off college football nationwide and gave even casual fans a marker of the seasons. When Michigan plays Notre Dame, fall has begun. The rivalry had everything college football fans love: tradition, classic uniforms and stadiums, and unequaled parity. The night before the rivalry resumed in 1978, Moose Krause said, "When we look back 25 years from now, we will probably see that Michigan won half the games and Notre Dame won half the games." All these years later, Michigan has won 14 and Notre Dame 14. Years later, when President Ford spotted Krause at a golf tournament, he praised him in front of a room full of dignitaries for restarting the rivalry. "It's good for Michigan, it's good for Notre Dame, and it's good for college football." President Ford was right on all fronts. After the league admitted Penn State in 1990, giving it an awkward 11 teams, the league reached out to Notre Dame. The Irish returned the Big Ten's original snub, so the league turned around and gave Notre Dame's spot to Nebraska. Last week, Notre Dame joined the Atlantic Coast Conference in every sport but football, thus revealing both institutions to be willing to sell their souls and sell out their fans, alumni, and athletes for a few more bucks. A few minutes before Saturday's kickoff, Notre Dame handed Michigan Athletic Director Dave Brandon a letter, ending one of the greatest rivalries in sports. Notre Dame will replace Michigan with teams like Wake Forest and Clemson, while Michigan will replace Notre Dame with, well, who knows. The NFL was created as a business designed to make money, but the college game was supposed to have higher ideals. That is getting harder and harder to argue. I've said it before, but I have to say it again. The people who love college football seem to have very little in common with the people who run it.